Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Attack. The insurrectionists said they were coming to D.C. for President Trump. He invited them with clear instructions for a specific time and place and with clear orders. Stop the fight, or to fight to stop the certification in Congress by any means necessary.
That was Congresswoman Diane DeGette from Colorado. She spent a big chunk of the time as one of the House managers presenting the prosecution side of the case against the former President Donald Trump on the one article of impeachment in the Senate for the impeachment trial part two, the incitement charge that the president faces. Now his lawyers get their turn to present their case, and then ultimately there's a vote. And that vote would have to mean that 17 Republicans vote to convict the president on the charge, which would mean he could not run for any office again. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. A lot is happening across this great nation, including what's happening in Washington, D.C., the evidence on one side, the evidence on the other side, and just the bottom line. The House managers, like I said, wrapped up their impeachment trial. And they warn of violence without a conviction. That's what they're saying. They're saying that the former president's effort to undermine the election results with the statements of insurrectionists who stormed the Capitol on January 6th, it's clear that he incited the violence. And who is it that lose if there's not a full reckoning for what happened on the most dismal day for American democracy since the end of the Civil War? So let's see what the president's attorneys say when they get their shot at it. They have already said that they will not take up 16 hours of time because each side is given 16 hours to do their case, to present their case. There was some shocking, horrific video of the riot, and it is definitely one of the darkest, most harrowing, sad days, I think, for all of us. For me, somebody who grew up outside of the original seat of liberty, Philadelphia, and walking past Ben Franklin's house and the Mint and all those things, and I love history, and I love this country, and I love being an American. It was particularly heinous to watch everything that unfolded on January 6th. Ultimately, I know who will be accountable, the people who actually did the damage on the grounds, because I don't think there is going to be 17 senators, because it is simply, regardless of your politics, it simply is about the math. It's like a case. And when you go into a courtroom, as many of you have had to face that, when you go into a courtroom, and certainly there is a difference between criminal and civil, it's about the jurors. It's about the numbers. It's about ultimately that, whatever it is that that you're in a court of law for. So this is it. It is boiled down to this moment. And already it's pretty clear that there will not be enough support for that. So then we move on as a nation, and then we wait and see what happens with the people that were arrested. Some of them still in custody. Many of them will be out of custody. They are out of custody and on bail and waiting to be tried. And I wonder what that will be like and how many of those people could get the maximum of 20 years. All right, you want some good news? It's almost Valentine's Day. And so here's the love. Oh, please, can we get back to some sense of normalcy, whatever that is? we might be getting closer because we now have 200 more doses of the vaccine. So what does that mean? By the end of July, those vaccines should be available to everyone in the country who wants them. And Joe Biden, the president, was clear, who wants them? So you're not being forced to get a vaccine. But I think a lot of people want the vaccines, as evidenced by how many people are signing up on the list, particularly older populations, particularly people with underlying conditions, particularly people who want to travel to various areas. And I think more people than those who are questioning the vaccine will end up getting it, and we will get that herd immunity. I can't say that I have some inside info on that other than the vaccine doses, the scientists that we've talked to. I feel optimistic about our future. It's not going to happen overnight. There's still a lot to get through. But once we get through it, we are a strong nation of some really incredibly good souls. And I hope all of that moves forward and there's less that pulls us apart and divides us, and more that unites us. It was a sad, sad day in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Many people might have seen this, and some of you know what it's like when you get snow, ice, and sleet, and whatnot, and you have an accident, and you have a pileup, and we hear about these accidents, but 133 cars, and 6 people dead, and so many others who had to go to the hospital with various injuries colliding on sheets of ice in this incredible pileup. It was off of I-35 West, and the final numbers, like I said, 133. I mean, they were untangling this from 6 o'clock in the morning until late into the night. You had semi-trailers, cars, trucks just slammed into each other and turned every which way that you can imagine. Cars buried underneath some of these tractor trailers. It was an awful wreckage. And there were people who had stories of narrowly escaping serious injury, and they can't understand it. They can't believe that they survived the massive pileup. And there was 65-plus people that had to go to the hospital for various injuries. And sadly, as we talk about the frontline workers and what we call heroes in the medical field, there were many hospital employees that were on their way to the hospital because there was a changing of shifts. So there were a lot of people that were in scrubs that were walking around and were trying to help people in some cases, or they were trying to get out of a situation themselves. But I can honestly say, whatever your search engine is, if you haven't seen it, if you look at these photographs, it's another one of those take your breath away moments. It looks like cars were just smashed in, almost like they're at a junkyard, frankly, like how you see the junkyards. And pulling that apart, and all of the ambulances and all of the responders that were on site, you could tell they were distraught by some of the things that they saw. And the crash spanned a half mile between one intersection and another, just north of downtown Fort Worth. And so you have two toll lanes between two concrete barriers. Ooh, just after 6 a.m. All right, it is a weekend of love because Valentine's Day is on Sunday. Maria Romano joins us. True Love Knots. She's a dating coach. She married a lot of people in Vegas, and she has a lot to say on the subject of love. She joins us on the flip side.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
This report is brought to you by Chase. Chase's new Consumer Digital Banking Attitude Study found that 54% of consumers used digital banking tools more than they did a year ago due to the pandemic. The study also found that consumers of all ages said that these tools save time and are a safe and easy way to manage their finances from anywhere. Fraud alerts, electronic bill payments, and mobile check deposits are the most important digital banking features, according to surveyed Chase customers. According to Allison Beer, head of digital at Chase,
the pandemic has demonstrated that digital banking is essential for all customers to confidently manage their finances. Our study reaffirms our commitment to create features that make it easier for customers to bank with Chase.
Digital banking tools like the Chase mobile app or Chase.com can help you make the most of your money. For more information, visit Chase.com/mobile.
Weekend, everybody. It is one of those weekends where some people feel lonely, some people feel excited because there was somebody that they really care about that's new, or somebody, some people are just involved in a fabulous relationship. Somebody who has made it their living to really study these relationships is Maria Romano, and she's a dating coach and minister of love. She is the founder of True Love Knots. It's something she created specifically to help people looking for love later in life. Boy, I've got a great story about that. Somebody who's maybe the happiest person I know. She's an ordained minister, and she's also a sought-after professional speaker, and she's performed over 3,000 marriages. Wow. Maria, thanks so much for coming on with us.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. It's I like Valentine's Day weekend. Of course, I'm married. I've been married for 14 years, happily. And it's, even in the pandemic, you know, things are really good. You married 3,000 people, so you got to tell us something about that. What's it like to perform those services? Because you probably saw all kinds of couples.
You know what, Kate? I sure have, and that is a good question. First, I have to comment on, you said happily married, which is so nice to hear, because you wonder with 3,000 couples I married, I hope that they all are still happily married. But I, you know, I've had the opportunity to meet people from all over the world in all walks of life. And Valentine's Day, let's see, four years ago now, I met an interesting couple, Sam and Vivian, and that was my last wedding of the day, and Sam was standing by me. He was just gorgeous with blue eyes, and Vivian came down the aisle, and she was a cougar. She was 92, and he was 87. having cake. You imagine that? And the best one is he was in a walker and she was in a scooter. And they met 6 months earlier in assisted living. So you never know when you can find love again, right?
Yeah, you never know. And it's cool they wanted to do that, and you were there to officiate. So how fun is that? Yeah, I know some people that I have a good friend, and she's just a powerhouse. I mean, she looks great. She's a joyful person. She's incredibly successful. And she was widowed when she was younger and had a son. And just, you know, was raising him, doing all the things, and certainly dated people and whatever. And she is 74. She looks like she's 54. No work, none of that kind of stuff. I don't know. I feel like I'm throwing that in. But she met a guy, and she met him through one of the dating apps, and they just clicked, and they are just the happiest, cutest couple, Maria. They just are so happy. They have things in common. They've lived life, and they're just enjoying life.
But, you know, and that's the thing is there are a lot of people that seem jaded about these dating apps. And, you know, with the pandemic going on, first of all, we're not getting out there and socializing. And why wouldn't you use a dating app today? Because you have an opportunity. You can meet somebody online. You can video chat. It saves you lots of time. And you can also check them out, too. You know, you can do a little search on them if you have an app that does a little background check. And you can weed out people that are what they call the scammers that are trying, you know, to just extort money or whatever it is from you. So I think the dating apps are a great way to meet people. And you can even, you know, broaden your horizon. It could be somebody that lives in another state, another city. Who knows?
Yeah, boy, that's true. How do you weed people out, though? How do you know they're not playing a role or you're not meeting their representative?
Well, you know, you have to look at the picture. And sometimes the pictures, you can tell they are not authentic photos. There's just like a quality to the pixels. You can also take a copy of the picture and drop it in and do a search, like a Google search, face search. And I had that happen to a friend of mine. She was talking to this guy, and he only wanted to text her, and that was it. And she's a woman. She is an accountant. She's pretty smart. And she says, well, he keeps making excuses. Finally, she dropped his picture into Google and found out that was a Hungarian actor. And it wasn't even what he said it was. And you know what? She got caught up. But she got caught up in the fantasy. And that's what happens, too. Sometimes that's why you have men that send, you know, women money. They get caught up, and women do the same thing for men. They just get caught up in this emotion.
Yeah. Oh, I can see how that could happen. And, you know, there's something you talk about this, too. You know, you have a great website, so you can always check out Maria by going to truelovenots.com. But you talk about the power, how important the power of self-care is and how that translates to love. Boy, there's a lot of people that don't do that, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, now Valentine's Day is coming up. This is a great time where if you're by yourself, you need to just give yourself lots of self-love. And what I recommend is you shouldn't start Valentine's Day. One thing I do, and I do this myself, Kate, is I will put post-its around my house reminding me how good I am, how worthy I am.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do that because we self-sabotage ourselves.
Yeah, boy, that's true, isn't it? Yeah,
oh, gosh.
And also I think people sabotage themselves, probably lots of people listening, men and women, guys, listen to this, you know, that you have baggage from the past and you just keep carrying it around.
I call that you need to dysfunctional detox. That's the course that I teach. Detoxing from your relationships. So, yes, you do. But it's interesting. I think men and women, they carry a lot of baggage around. They all, you know what? I think everybody deserves love, but they should put their best foot forward, especially when they're online.
Yeah, I agree with that. So as somebody who coaches and marries and all that stuff, and you're in the love business, how gratifying is this? When you were a little girl, did you think, hey, this is what I'm going to do?
Actually, you know, interesting you asked me that question, Kate, is somebody was asking me that as well. I really got involved in this over the last 2 years. This is my passion. I never thought, never in a million years, if you said I was going to be doing this, never thought I would be. But you just don't know when you get to a certain age in life how life changes and how you pivot.
Right. And so you pivoted and it worked for you.
Sure it did. And I'm constantly pivoting. And that's for sure. You just have to be relevant with everything going on in the world today.
Oh, boy, no kidding. And you have it's interesting. You've got you've got something on Amazon. You've got Going From Just One to a Plus One. Tell us about that. Tell us about that book.
During the pandemic, I got to actually write my book. I thought I was probably a year or so away, but the pandemic gave me a time to write the book. And it's about finding love again. And it's a great guide. It's about 100 pages. You can get it either, you know, ebook or print, and then it's also ebook in Spanish right now too. And it's just a good guide if you're, you know, looking for a relationship. And let's say, for example, you are a widower and you are dating somebody that's divorced, so you need to understand each other. Those are two different circumstances and two different backgrounds, because of one person lost their spouse, right, and the other
right.
person divorced. So you have to know how to maneuver that and maneuver blending families. Or you could be dating a professional and you can be semi-retired. So how do you handle somebody that's still going, you know, 24/7 with their profession? So I put a lot of thought into it. I'm happy. And, you know, a lot of people have enjoyed it. And I just want them to find love.
There you go. That's a good thing to say on Valentine's weekend, especially. I love that. Maria Romano, True Love Knots. That's where you can find her, truelovenots.com. Thanks for popping on.
Oh, thank you for having me, and you have a great weekend yourself.
Thank you. I will. It's interesting. Thanks, Maria. The wedding thing, to me, it would just be so wild to marry that many people. Imagine the stories. Imagine, hopefully, like she said, hopefully a lot of those people survived survived marriage and are actually thriving, because you never know, right? I've met people, the most that I've met were, I know them personally. I met, somebody I worked with where they were married five times. I thought, wow, how do you do that five times? But it was a guy and he was super nice, super optimistic, and he just kept finding the wrong people. And then he finally said, you know, I think I just am in love with trying to find love or being in love. And then it wears off and then something just doesn't work anymore. And I don't know, maybe there's a pressure. Some people don't like Valentine's Day weekend because they think it's kind of a forced love thing, right? That why can't I just send cards or flowers or chocolates at any time of the year? And the answer to that is you can. Nobody's stopping you. They're not. They're not stopping you. All right, we're going to England next. Stay with us.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During former President Trump's impeachment trial, House managers argued that the former president incited his supporters to assault the U.S. Capitol in an attempt to overturn the election results. Prosecutors used video evidence, media reports, and court documents to make the case. Trump's defense lawyers claim he didn't encourage any acts of violence on January 6th. Democrats arguing why it's imperative to convict the former president. Lead impeachment manager Jamie Raskin says if the former president returns to office and there's another riot, they will have no one to blame but themselves. The rioters were clear why they came to the Capitol, telling investigators who arrested them that they stormed it at the behest of President Trump. The Trump legal team begins presenting their case on Friday. They're expected to challenge the constitutionality of a trial of a former official. This is USA Radio News. Coronavirus variants are puzzling scientists. USA's Tim Berg has more.
For 154 days last year, a man was in and out of Boston hospitals fighting a losing battle with COVID-19. He did not survive, but researchers say his rare case could help them better understand how the virus mutates. The man, whose identity was not released, was first diagnosed in the spring of 2020. Dr. Jonathan Lee is an infectious disease specialist at Harvard Medical School.
This particular case is, in retrospect, a harbinger of what was to come. And I think that it just goes to show that we need to do a better job of monitoring the spread of these variants, and that only by looking for these variants will we be able to detect it. And that it's something that I think we haven't done as well up to now.
That audio, courtesy of CBS News, from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
This time around from Manchester, England, is Pam Lobb, and she's written a book called Beyond Hot and Crazy. Oh, I know a lot of people that fall into that category, and it's a radical guide to living well with menopause. But really, as she and I talked off the air, this is a book for anyone, including men, who can learn some things about menopause and can learn some things about connecting, I think, to females. But there's so much good material in here that everybody could use. So, Pam, thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a delight to be here.
So this book, what was the inspiration behind it?
So it was my own journey, really. I had really severe endometriosis, and a lot of the medical treatments, well, for one, they couldn't diagnose what it was. It took a very long time to diagnose. And all I was getting incredible pain, and, you know, the painkillers, all they did was made me feel hungover and drunk at the same time, which I wouldn't recommend on my worst enemy. It's not a pleasant feeling. And they did nothing for the pain. So it sent me on a journey of exploration, of looking at different ways to improve my own health. You know, I tried reflexology again. I thought, you know, how could tickling my feet make a difference, but it actually kept me sane, most definitely. I recommend reflexology to everybody. You know, acupuncture, herbs, you pretty much, you name it, I tried it. Some stuff worked, some stuff was a complete waste of time, some stuff was downright disgusting. And so, you know, I started learning what worked for me, and then I had a hysterectomy, which plummeted me into menopause. I mean, I was already menopausal due to the treatments from endometriosis, so, you know, struggling with hot flushes and night sweats and lack of sleep and the irritability and, you know, combined with the pain, it was not a good mix for my husband and two kids. So it was a learning journey. And then during that time, my husband actually died of leukemia. So, that sent me down a deeper health route again. And I trained as a psychologist and as a counsellor and a coach. And through that, I started writing newsletters. And everybody said, oh, you've got to put all this together in a book. So that's what I did.
And as you went down that path and that journey and you start to write the book, you start to find out some interesting things. What was the biggest sort of aha for you?
I think one of the biggest ones for me, as I started really digging deep into the research, was the progesterone-estrogen link. You know, we're so often told that menopause is due to too little estrogen. And that is the case for some women. But today they're in the minority. Due to all the toxins in our environment, the majority of us are estrogen dominant. And it's this dominance of estrogen that causes the progesterone levels to drop. So actually we're progesterone deficient. So actually instead of having estrogen HRT, we're much better with progesterone creams and things like that. There's a doctor, and I quote him in the book, called Dr. Lee. I mean, he's unfortunately not around anymore, but he wrote a lot on progesterone. And that was fascinating, you know, and the connection with osteoporosis and things like that as well, which is also hugely on the rise. And again, he's saying that that's a progesterone, lack of progesterone disease. Things like that. And then finding out that, you know, HRT, you know, the reason I went on it was to protect myself from osteoporosis and heart disease. And again, none of the research stacks up when you dig deeper into it. And my health improved rapidly as soon as I came off the HRT. So I think HRTs, you know, can be, you know, if you've had a hysterectomy or you've got really, really bad symptoms, it can be a sticking plaster to just help you over the worst. But it's not the answer. The other thing I really discovered, that menopause and stress, the symptoms are identical. And so a lot of it is caused by stress, because so many of us are stressed today.
Yeah, and that's fascinating. That's something to look at. No question about that. The other thing that you address, and it's so big, is what we eat and diet. And you mentioned to me, for everybody listening, Pam mentioned to me that she dropped 4 dress sizes and that clean eating really worked. And I think people don't realize, they think they're eating healthy, but they're not, right?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly thought I did. You know, I'd already done, at this point, I'd already worked out foods that I was intolerant to. So, you know, I gave up coffee, I gave up wheat. But I lost a bit of weight, but not a lot. But as soon as I went into personalized health and found out the foods specific for me and my body type, and not just the foods, but the environment, you know, my body likes it hot and dry. She says living in Manchester, which is cold and wet. So, you know, my body thrives when I'm out in Denver, for example, where they've got the dry climate. I spend quite a bit of time out there. My body, everything just opens up and relaxes totally. But you know, I've surrounded myself with the bright furnishings. I've got a lot of orange in my room, and you know, I've always got flowers and things like that. Just everything to just keep that make me feel warmer. You'll always see me well dressed. You know, I've got a thick sweater on today because it's cold here, and I'm always like that because I've learned that that's what stops me stressing my body. Because it's not just when we think of stress, we think of workplace stress, you know, relationship stress, you know, the real outside stuff. But it's the little things like foods that we're intolerant to are stressing our body. The toxins, you know, the average Western woman puts 5 pounds of toxins into her body a year just from skincare products.
Wow.
Which is horrifying. And just by eliminating those can help us lose weight, because what happens in our body, our liver can only move so many toxins at once. So to protect us, our body stores toxins in fat cells. And that's why we can't lose them, because the body's hanging on to protect us from these toxins. So it's doing basically a slow detox by eating the foods and exercising at the right time for you and things like that that make a huge difference.
Yeah, boy.
And to the point that the weight just dropped off. You know, it was just like, whoa, where did that go?
Yeah,
I like it.
You found the right combination. So personalized medicine, really digging deeper, taking that time, and not the one size fits all.
Precisely.
Yeah. Wow, that's so fascinating. Another thing, and this is what I said at the beginning of this book, Beyond Hot and Crazy, A Radical Guide to Living with Menopause, it really can be a book for men too, because one, that you can understand what's going on with the women in your life, but also for you, because you've got all these tips, etc., at the end to help get to that place, that healthier place where you feel fantastic.
That's right. You know, a lot of it's common sense, but like common sense isn't common practice. You know, so it's tips on how to improve your sleep, learning to say no, you know, having self-care time. You know, I think menopause is I'm not sure if I said it or not, but it's a sign for women that something is out of balance in their life. And, it, you know, it's like that tap, 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 wake up, wake up. Get things back in order and start. Typically, start taking care of yourself. You know, us women are so bad at self-care on the whole. And that's something else I've really learned is my self-care is my priority. It's my number one. It's essential. And filling up my bucket allows me to if it's a spillover, and help others.
Oh, I like that. That's a hashtag, you know. You have to fill up your own bucket first. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Was it a joy for you to go through this journey, discover it, write it, put it out there? It had to feel good.
Yeah, it did. And to begin with, I'm dyslexic. And I was always told at school that I couldn't write. And well, I proved that wrong. It went to number one place on 6 categories in the bestseller chart, so I proved that wrong. And it's a steady stream, and people love it. And I write it as I speak, so it's not a textbook. It's very much from my heart. So, you know, a lot of it was downloaded in the middle of the night. You know, it just came to me, and when I write like that, it just flows. And it was just, yeah, it was a really enjoyable experience. To begin with, I found it difficult to own that I was an author. That took a while. But when I did the second edition, and it did so well in the charts, it was like, yes, I'm an author, and I'm a best-selling author, and I'm proud of it. And I just love writing now. I really enjoy the process.
Yeah, good for you, and it is a fabulous book. Beyond Hot and Crazy, A Radical Guide to Living with Menopause. Pam Lobb, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
support is brought to you by Chase. Chase's new consumer digital banking attitude study found that 54% of consumers used digital banking tools more than they did a year ago due to the pandemic. The study also found that consumers of all ages said that these tools save time and are a safe and easy way to manage their finances from anywhere. Fraud alerts, electronic bill payments, and mobile check deposits are the most important digital banking features, according to surveyed Chase customers. According to Allison Beer, head of digital at Chase,
the pandemic has demonstrated that digital banking is essential for all customers to confidently manage their finances. Our study reaffirms our commitment to create features that make it easier for customers to bank with Chase.
Digital banking tools like the Chase mobile app or Chase.com can help you make the most of your money. For more information, visit Chase.com/mobile.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I think something in me with his Amherst Protocol, which you can get on Amazon, and his character, Clayton Tucker, and then the things that happen with Clayton Tucker, things that are in our world that he pulls together in such a fascinating way in this novel, and then he's got another one, another novel coming up too as well. Richard, thanks for joining us.
Sure thing. Thanks for having me on again, Kate. I appreciate it.
So let's talk about Clayton Tucker and how you came up with Tucker and his personality and what happens to him.
Oh, geez, how did I come up with it? I guess he just is the curiosity that, about things. Wanting to know kind of all the connections with what happens around me and that sort of thing. I also am, subject to conspiracy theories, just like a lot of folks these days. That helps, you know. Yeah.
And that makes sense. So tell everybody about Clayton and what happens to him. And it involves the first human heart transplant using a cloned heart. So there's lots of theories about cloning and where that is. So cloning, stem cell therapy, gene splicing, which, we're talking about the year 2042. So you're going into the future, and you describe it as just this is, you know, normal. I mean, this is, we're already here and beyond that. So explain what happens.
Well, you know, Clay's just kind of a happy-go-lucky kind of guy. He's in the profession he wants to be in. He's doing well. He's that sort of thing. So his boss is very interested in the fact that there was a, you know, operation where they used a heart that was grown specifically for the patient and that sort of thing. And I think, you know, I just projected where I saw, you know, medical science going in the next few years. You know, if you do some research on that, I mean, they're, since they've got that map, the, you know, the DNA, I did that genomic study back 30 years ago, I guess now, we're beginning to understand a lot of things, and they now have this what's called CRISPR technology and that sort of stuff. I admit that I don't understand that fully, but you know, it certainly gave me the idea that we could start doing some things in terms of helping people, essentially. Well, so Clay's assigned the task of researching the background of heart transplants and takes off, goes to South Africa where he has relatives and discovers that an uncle of his was involved in trying to solve the rejection problem and stumbles upon this pharmaceutical company, and we're off to the races because that pharmaceutical company involved in the original heart transplant was also involved in the one that was done that they were celebrating essentially as he and his colleagues are reporting on the 10th anniversary of the use of that cloned heart, that it still survives and is functional. And then kind of begins when he starts looking into Pontiac and discovers it's part of a larger group of things that have to do with weapons technology. And so we follow Clay through a number of ventures as he tries to track down a tip that he gets from an insider, I don't want to give away too much here, but he's tracking down that tip and runs into all sorts of adventures.
So we should say this, Clayton Tucker, you set it up nicely, traveling to South Africa where the first heart transplant was performed in 1967, but he and his colleagues are at the Dallas Observer, and they're waiting for the big cover of the anniversary, which is what spurred that on, the first human heart transplant using a cloned heart, which, again, is so fascinating to people when they think about cloning, et cetera. Was it fun for you to do some of the research and let your mind kind of go wild on the story?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, when I think about the possibilities, absolutely. It's one and the same time. It's inspiring, and at the same time, it inspires grit. You know, where we start developing the ability to alter what we are, will we also alter who we are? Is the question?
Yeah. That is a question. That's one that we could talk about and ponder for a very long time. What do you hope people take away from reading the Amherst Protocol?
I'm hoping they take away and start to think about, and it's not a question that I've come up with. It's a question that we started asking back even before I was born. I'm not a young man anymore, so it was a while back when we started thinking about, okay, we have the atomic bomb. Do we use it? What's the moral implications of it? What's the practical considerations? And then it launches into, okay, what is the responsibility of science? And, you know, it's the old question, we can do a thing, should we do a thing? You know, and as we keep going ahead and doing things, I wonder, is the culture keeping up with the advancements? know, are we as a community, as we are a culture, are we keeping up with what we are developing technologically? And so that's the question I'm hoping folks take away from this book. Because, you know, it's right there. Hopefully it's right there in front of you. If I've done a good job. Anyway, I'm hoping that that's the question they take away from that.
Yeah, that's good. You're right. That's the question. That is absolutely, when you read this novel, that's exactly what you get. All right, so we're definitely not done with Clayton. You've got another book that's coming out. Give us a little hint of what that's about.
Yeah, well, Clay's going to get himself involved in another interesting situation. If you've read, as you read the Ammer Protocol, I sowed a couple of seeds in there where he's in touch with the FBI or looking up or investigating some very odd, odd circumstances where these people are being executed. But the fact of the matter is, these are people that are probably deserve it, frankly. You know, they're not good people. So we see that particular aspect of things, and he's going to look into that. And in the process, he's also still got that story going about what happened in the Amherst Protocol, because that's not finished. He's still investigating that, and the two are competing for his attention. And so you have this one story that's going to lead to ultimately him discovering things about himself that he didn't know, pretty basic stuff, not necessarily psychological or philosophical, but just who in fact he is, as a person. In the world, so he's going to be discovering those two, that sort of thing. So as he's helping the FBI, as it were, this stuff, he's going to be when I say helping the FBI, this is a trade off. As he investigates, kind of in parallel with the FBI, what's going on, and he makes his way to Idaho and Montana, which is where, as you may recall, Father lives. And a couple of the characters in the Amherst Protocol have gone to Montana and met with Father. And we're also going to discover who Father is.
They're unraveled the mystery. So you're right. We don't want to give too much away. The Amherst Protocol, you got to start there. That is the start for us of Clay Tucker and his adventure and some of those questions that Richard just talked about that we, I think, do ponder and think about. Richard Whitney, always fun to talk to you. Pick this up on Amazon. You will get lost in it and you will thoroughly enjoy it. The Amherst Protocol. Thanks.
Just as an aside, Kay, it's now on an audiobook.
Nice. All right, so pick up the audiobook, too. Thanks, Richard.
I appreciate you doing this, Kay.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.